Hello, little ones. Are you ready for another amazing story from the Bible? Today, we're going to learn about a man named Noah, a big boat, and how God saved his creation. So let's begin. A long time ago, after Adam and Eve's children filled the earth, something really sad happened. People stopped listening to God. They became wicked, hurting each other and doing terrible things. God saw how evil the world had become. His heart was filled with sadness because people had forgotten him. But there was still one man who still obeyed God. His name was Noah. Noah was different from everyone else. He loved God and tried his best to follow his ways. Because of this, God chose Noah for a special task. God said, "Noah, I am going to send a great flood to cleanse the earth, but I want you to build a big boat, a giant ark, to keep you, your family, and the animals safe." Noah listened carefully. He trusted God and was ready to obey. So God gave Noah exact instructions on how to build the ark. It had to be very big, with 3 floors, many rooms, and a strong wooden frame covered in waterproof pitch. Noah and his 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, worked for many years to build the ark. The people around them laughed and mocked Noah. "Why are you building such a huge boat?" they sneered. But Noah didn't listen to them. He kept working because he trusted God. When the ark was finished, God told Noah, "Gather the animals." And just like that, animals from all over started coming to the ark. 2 of every kind. Lions and tigers, elephants and giraffes, birds and butterflies, sheep and goats. God also told Noah to bring 7 pairs of clean animals, which would be used for offerings later. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons and their wives all entered the ark, just as God commanded. Then something amazing happened. God shut the door of the ark. Soon, dark clouds filled the sky and rain began to fall. Not just a little, but a lot. Water also burst from the ground, covering everything. The rain poured for 40 days and 40 nights, and the whole world was flooded. The highest mountains disappeared beneath the water. All the people and animals who refused to listen to God were lost. But inside the ark, Noah and his family were safe. The ark floated on the water, carrying them through the storm. After 150 days, the floodwaters started to go down, and about a year later, the ark came to rest on a mountain called Ararat. Noah waited patiently. He sent out a raven, but it didn't come back. Then he sent out a dove, but it found no dry land, so it returned. 7 days later, Noah sent the dove again. This time it came back with an olive leaf in its beak, so Noah knew that the land was drying up. When he sent the dove a third time, it didn't return. This meant it had found a new home. Finally, God told Noah to come out of the ark. Noah, his family, and all the animals stepped onto dry ground once again. The very first thing Noah did was thank God. He built an altar and offered a sacrifice to show his gratitude. God was pleased and made a special promise. "Never again will I destroy the earth with a flood." Then God placed a beautiful rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise. So, whenever we see a rainbow, we remember God's faithfulness and love. What are the lessons we can learn from Noah's ark? 1. Obeying God is always the right choice, even when others laugh at you. Just like Noah, who listened to God and was saved. 2. God takes care of those who trust him. Noah and his family were kept safe because they followed God's instructions. 3. God always keeps his promises. The rainbow is a sign that God will never flood the earth again. Did you enjoy that story, children? If you did, listen to another amazing story from God's Word, the Bible.